SPP, SAS Power make first international trade read by an automated voice. Oklahoma City SPP completed its first international transaction late last year, thanks to Canadian interconnections that came with the integrated systems addition to the RTO last year. SPP Executive Vice President and COO Carl Monroe told the Regional State Committee last week that SAS Power, the principal electric utility in Saskatchewan, came to the RTO's aid during a mid-December emergency situation in North Dakota. Monroe said SAS Power was able to facilitate power during a storm and after some transmission outages via existing interconnections in the state. The RTO would not divulge additional details, claiming market sensitivities. SPP's Bruce Rue updates the RSC. Bruce Rue, Vice President of Operations for SPP, told the committee the integrated system also has helped with market-to-market congestion between the RTO and MISO. The system is very integrated with MISO in the Upper Midwest, Rue said. The market solutions with this seem to be working very well for us. SPP CEO Nick Brown thanked the committee for being instrumental in helping us engage with your states as the grid operator prepares to help its region comply with EPA's Clean Power Plan. We, as SPP staff, have been asked to assess the impacts of implementation, Brown reminded the committee. We do continue to urge regional approaches over state-by-state approaches, but the biggest challenge for us is we don't know what to plan for yet. Last week's quarterly RSC meeting was the first led by Patrick Lyons, chairman of the New Mexico Public Regulation Commission. Lyons welcomed Nebraska Power Review Board member Dennis Grannon as the committee's 10th and newest member. Tom Kleckner.